Welcome to the VIP Vegas podcast. I go by the name of Stephen James.
And I'm Brunty Vegas. Make sure you like and subscribe and hit that notification bell for all your Las Vegas material.
Yes, yes, you know the vibes. Today, we have another special guest.
Indeed. Nice episode.
Mr. Jordan Pavitt is in the house.
How you doing, boys? You good?
Yes, thank you very much for coming on.
Good?
Yeah, good, man. Good. Yeah, nice little setup you got here.
I appreciate it. Yeah, we do.
Thanks for inviting us.
Yeah. Of course, yeah, no problem. Thank you for making the journey down.
No problem. Yeah, easy trip from London.
Yeah. We were trying to figure out which train station to drop you off at, and then there was one down here. You said it was like a 10-minute walk.
Literally, five-minute walk. So stopped in the boozer before I got here.
Excellent.
Bit of Dutch courage.
He knows the vibes. Yes, bro.
Well, you're a Vegas podcast.
Was you on the Hennessy though, bro?
I was. Oh, to be fair.
I love the pause. He's like,
no. To be fair, I was watching the podcast a few weeks ago and I saw the Hennessy plug.
Yeah.
And it reminded me, like, back in the day when me and the boys used to do the tables in London,
yeah,
I used to get Henny all the time.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The boys used to kick off because it's an acquired taste.
Yes.
I like to say it's a respected taste.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I used to get bottles of that and I used to sink that on my own. But
nice.
What I remember, it's very little, but Hennessy is the one.
We'll have a little shot of that in a little while. We'll have a little drink and we'll show you a few of the mixes and stuff. But I think first of all, we should cover like sort of who you are, where you're from, what you're about, a bit of your history maybe.
Yes.
And then just so we get the viewers, you know, a bit of an understanding.
So like you said, my name's Jordan. I'm one of your boys' clients. You've looked after me in Vegas. Used to play professional football back in the in my teen days and early 20s. And I think that's where my Vegas bug started, to be honest. Just coming back from pre-season.
Yeah.
I was a young teen at the time, so under 21, so I could never travel to Vegas at the time.
Yeah.
And I used to have all the older pros coming back on pre-season, talk about their stories. So
gave me
the bug and I needed to get out there and make my own stories. Yeah. But honestly, boys, it's what a place.
Are they quite on it? Like, obviously, because you, as a footballer, as an athlete, you've got to be on your game, right? But when it's like off-season or when you actually can go out and party, do they like to get reserved? I'm not too sure.
Definitely. I think it all changes depending on what leagues you're at. Because obviously, as you go up the leagues, the more money you earn, the more money you can be a bit more spontaneous with. But the stories don't change. You know what I mean? There's some worldy stories, that's for sure. But now, in terms of like, the boys work so hard during the season.
It's like they're pent, not say pent up, but they're sort of so focused on training and like getting their diet right and their sort of like nutrition and their body right that it's by the time the season's finished, they're ready for a big blowout.
Yeah.
And Vegas is one of the best places, or if not the best place to do that.
So yeah, no, 100%, 100%. I think what's the prison term when you're
locked up, pent up?
You're
on lockdown, ain't you?
Yeah, you're in lockdown for so long with your craft. Don't get me wrong, there's times off with international break and stuff like that, but you're still training. And that blowout at the end of the season is just like a recharge. I'm a normal fella.
Everyone's human.
Exactly. So they'll go out, blow their money, like have a good time, and just like the one thing I'll say about Vegas is don't chase the stories. The stories will come to you.
It just comes naturally.
And it's all individual. Right. Don't, no matter what story you've got in Vegas, someone's story will be better, but it's all personal to you. So nice, what a place. And I'm jealous of you two boys. You got business in it. Honestly, if I could do it, I'd do it all day long.
It is mad, isn't it? It's like a magical some of the things that go on, it's just wild. But it's a bit like the Hangover film, isn't it, really? Anything sort of goes. But
it's coming back to what you were saying about having a nice big blowout. Even in that, as a movie, obviously it's fiction, but they all have normal lives. You see at the end, they go back to their wife and he's like, oh, how's your soccer game, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Like one of them's a teacher, one of them's like a dentist. And it's the same with us. You were talking about, you know, that they have to be on their fitness game, the footballers.
Yeah, yeah.
And obviously we're just in the concierge game and a podcast game, but even yeah. we're like, we need to diet now. Vegas is coming up. We've got to do this, that, and the other. People watch my Instagram and see I'm always in the bloody gym. Yeah. And then all of a sudden you just fall off the bandwagon drinking and eating all this stuff. But you're right. Yeah. It is a good
reset. Well, that's it. Like, and what you said just there is, even though the hangover's fiction, it's reality in Vegas as well.
100%.
So even when people say like, oh, the hangover, have you got any hangover stories? Like you kind of down it down, but these stories happen. Yeah. That story is created, that film is created purely off the back of stories that people have already built off. That story, that film's not made off the back of like a producer. That has been well and truly documented in someone's life.
This is it. I don't know about people's teeth getting pulled out or tattoos.
But then again,
you look at Mike Tyson, he's had it done, isn't he? So
yeah.
And I think he got his after the film come out, didn't he? Or was it?
Nah, he's had his.
Oh, that's where they got it from. Yeah. Sorry, no, yeah,
he had his tattoo, but then in the second one, he gets it done in Bangkok. But
listen, people are going Malia and that getting tattoos. So this is it's not going to change over in Vegas. If not, it's going to be worse. But like I said, what a
just
place.
To finish up on the hangover. All of like the TV film crew and the producers, they said, right, we need the wake up scene, and I want you all to write down on a piece of paper the maddest stories you've got, what you've woke up to,
something like
which
that,
is why they've got like the bowling alley with the champagne, the chicken, the blow up doll and the pool and the hot tub. Like that's where they got the inspiration from. They were like, we just need all of your madness, which is why like the sword and the apple and the sofa's on fire.
Yeah,
and
so
stuff.
Guys, if you've got
Tiger
any
stories, in the bathroom.
Again, it's a good time to say it though. If you've got any stories like that, be you know, feel free to send them through. We might use them on a future podcast. Don't worry, we won't necessarily have to like say your name. We can keep yourself anonymous. But yeah, send them through and hopefully you might feature them.
That's it.
But yeah, so what are we thinking?
So going back to you said you work in London.
Yes, I work in London. I work in the fire industry now. So obviously the football side of things didn't work out, not purely because of Vegas, but
he kept getting on a
went to Vegas and it all went downhill from there. nothing like that. It's just things happen in football.
Yeah,
but
of course.
Started doing my plan B, so I work in London, and then that's a bit about me now.
I always ask that because obviously Vegas is an expensive place, and
people are curious.
Well, how on earth do you afford to go there? So London. Mm.
So obviously, I'm just in a normal trade job now. Like I've had friends go over there. They're plumbers, electricians. The thing is with Vegas, it is
affordable, man. Like I feel like we make it affordable for people as well, especially when like you know what I mean. You're dividing it up between however many in the group. So like back in the day, I think you're right. It was more expensive for people to go there, but now it is affordable.
Yeah, and there's places that are cheaper, and there's trips.
Don't get me wrong; it's going to be more expensive than your Malias and your Zanties and Felirac and all that. It is going to be, but it's you know, as you get older, you tend to have more money floating around you anyway. More most people.
Yeah, exactly. And like you just touched on Malia and stuff like that, but I think when if you do your homework, not that you want to do your homework on Vegas, I think for the newbie that's going to Vegas, you'll think, oh my God, $20 a beer or $30 a margarita and stuff like that. That is true in a sense, but there are little gems around the strip where you can make it affordable to your budget. And I'd always say, like, we're going to touch on this in a minute, but I organised a stag of 14 fellas over to Vegas for you boys. Mm-hmm. We all earn different incomes.
Yeah.
And the way I sold it to the boys is a little bit different than I said it to anyone else, but you can do it on a budget.
Yes.
Just because you see the ballers and the NFL players spending 100 grand here, 50 grand here, you don't have to do that.
No.
I would always say, when you go to Vegas, take the money you're willing to spend and lose. Mm. Anything after that, it's on you. Because
100%.
Because you could do $50 a day, but that fucking $50, can I swear?
Don't go too bad.
That $50 can easily, not that I've got 50 grand, but that $50 could turn into 50 grand quick. But
it's happened. A lot of people as well. Like I've had so many groups. We'll do a little roulette spin later.
That's just
a thing we do on the pod. But it's like, they all go in, whether or not they gamble themselves or they all decide to chip into the pot and then gamble that. But it's been quite a few occasions where their whole budget for the tables and their trip's been paid for.
Yeah.
Just because they took a little gamble in a casino and it's paid off.
Well, yeah. That was one of my ideas when we went with you boys. I was going to, like I said, I had 14 lads come to Vegas. I was willing to do $100 a head, whack it on 14 numbers on roulette. As soon as I land.
Yeah, yeah.
And if it hits, we've got $3,500 to put towards the table.
Perfect. I love that. Yeah.
Everyone bottled it. In my head, I was like, the math's mapping up right now.
It's good though. I'm glad you've mentioned that, George, because so many people have the perception is, oh, Vegas is too expensive. Oh, that's going to be out of our league. It's out of our budget. But when they actually look into it and then we send them the pricing, it's sort of like it's doable.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't think it is. So
how many times have I sent across 1K minimum spends? You know what I mean? Sometimes if you really want, you can get a 500-800, but like, yeah. Mm. Do you know what I mean? There are options. It doesn't always have to be like, say,
it's down to the individual as well. If you're a little bit frugal with your money, then obviously there's places to go where you can get a cheap bite to eat or a cheap drink than the strips or the main casinos. But if you're going over, the way I look at it, if you're going to Vegas, you know you're going to spend a ton of money anyway. So you're going to be a little bit more.
Well, I agree though with what you're saying about the budget inside of it. Like, go there with what you're willing to spend and whatever. And then, you know what I mean? You can call it a day on that.
Yeah.
But it's all down to preference, isn't it? It's all down to what they would call your discretionary income is. So just what you got willing to spend. So
it means the expensive stuff, you appreciate it more, being like, oh, we've eaten lots of little cheap bits, we've done this and the other, but now the nice steak dinner and the casino night or the show, you appreciate it.
No, definitely.
More.
It's funny because I was watching a few episodes of your podcast.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
That's all good, nice boys. One, bro, I love it. And to be fair, it's a good watch. It's a good watch.
We're getting there. We're nearly there. He loved that. I told you, bro. That little thing that people love. He thinks I'm mad for it, but I love it, man. It's just like...
To be fair, I was watching that. I was going, oh, here we go. But no, it was... what?
Come on, you got to do it now. I know you meant...
I've been timid in the beer.
No, he needs a drink, I think. Should we have a Hennessy, right? And then start getting into the stories about how he found us and like any stories that we've got to share.
Yeah,
and
let's
stuff
go,
like
let's
that.
Go.
So let's get a drink. Cool. But where should we start? Like, what do you want to do in a sense of mixers and
I was just going to say, we've got a couple of options, Jordan, but I know you've watched the previous episodes.
Yeah, to be fair, I normally have it with Coke, but from previous episodes, I want to try this. What is it? Strawberry lemonade, raspberry lemonade?
Raspberry lemonade. I'm allergic to strawberries.
So, I am.
We have got a Coke. We've got a Coke sort of tonic.
We've got the
Fever Tree one.
Madagascar.
Shout out to Fever Tree. Feel free to send us some bottles if you want.
Premium brand, so you have to have a premium mixer, right?
Feed me up with it. I am partial. There we go. The raspberry.
Let's
have a little go on that.
Oh, nice. The other one was a grapefruit. That's banging.
Yeah,
as well,
he likes the grapefruit.
That's a smasher.
You can use the big one now.
We drinking responsibly now?
We use a measurement. My missus bought
it. Vegas measurements now.
Vegas measurements is fucking
just get rid of that. Just get rid of that.
That's what they do. You see the waitresses, bro? Are they just like...
That's the thing in Vegas.
It comes out and it's like that.
They just pour you the whole thing.
I think it's all done with timing, isn't it? They just literally start from there, end up there, then back down, and that's it.
Yeah, but I'll tell you one thing. People say about the cost of drinks and stuff like that, but the measurements they give you for that $20 or for that $30,
it's a triple.
It probably works out the same.
Like, yeah, it's a triple.
You know what I mean? So
honestly, with London prices, with London prices that you're paying nowadays, like a Jack and Coke, for example, you're looking at about £6.
Yeah.
And that's a single. When you go to Vegas, like you're pouring there, what's that, a double? That's a double, right?
Yeah.
That's a double right there. You're looking at least half. You're looking at least half in Vegas up to there.
And
that will cost you
$14.
So when you look at it like that, it's cost effective.
It is. We spoke about that, didn't we, with when we had Dave on. We were talking about like sort of measurements and the cost of things and stuff like that, like how drink prices have gone a bit wild, and like in the sense of you can get like
do you want this one again? Sorry, cut you off.
Yeah, go
or
on.
Do you want the raspberry? I know you love the raspberry lemonade.
I like the raspberry, but I'll go with the grapefruit again. Yeah,
okay, cool.
No, I was just saying, George, like some people can work for like a whole hour, for like 10 or 15 quid. You go to some place in London or even outside of London, and it's 10 or 15 quid for one drink. So by the time you've worked a whole hour, that's working for one drink. So that's why a lot of people aren't coming out as much as what they were, or one of the reasons anyway.
I think COVID's changed a lot of things as well. Like obviously, that's a whole different podcast. Whole different topic, or something. Yeah. But ever since COVID, I think people were more entitled to stay
that's
in.
That's your one, Jordan.
That's my one, isn't it?
You there, brother. Cheers, that's Sam. Thank you. Lemonade. Right, guys, let's see George. Actually, let's pour ours first, and then we'll see your reaction to it, bro.
Whilst Steve pours,
do you want raspberry lemonade
out
as well?
Yes, please. Yeah. You can have this one.
I'm looking forward to this, man. Genuinely, I
appreciate you coming down, bro. This is what I'm saying.
No, I was looking forward to it. I was looking forward to it. I was speaking to the boys and touch base of what I can say and can't say. I've been Vegas a few times now, so there's a different groups I've been with, but. Yeah. When I showed them a clip of Hennessy to the boys, they were like, "Oh, you're going to be well in your element then." Because I used to drink it quite a bit. So
We thank you very much again, Hennessy, because as you can see, we love being a part of the business and the brand, and we love the. Do you not want that one? That's fine. I can have that one. Yeah. We love being a part of the business and the brand, and like I say, we're mixing it up with all these different mixers and stuff now, and.
Yeah, because that's the thing. It's such a great option. I've always looked at it like you said, Georgia. It's more of like a Hennessy and Coke sort of thing.
Yes.
But I don't think people realise that you can mix the sort of raspberry lemonades and the grapefruits and ginger beer.
To be honest, mate. I've never really thought about it. I got into drinking like the brandy side of things, like Henny and stuff like that.
Yeah.
With the football lads. Like I said, like they were older. Mm-hmm. So I used to get on the rocks and stuff like that, but
yeah, we didn't get any ice there.
We could have done with some ice, to be fair, but it's cold enough, so it is what it is.
Cheers, lads.
Cheers, boys. Boom.
Oh, nice Hennessy glasses.
I tell you what, you know, that's dangerous.
That's a good one, isn't it?
That's a word for it, though,
because you can start with one and
it takes the kick out of it as well. God, that is dangerous.
It does take the kick out of it, doesn't it? It makes it a lot smoother.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, easily.
But
Before we dive into your Vegas stories, let's get into a little bit of like how you found us, because from what we'd spoken about off camera is that you found us and came through us in a bit of an unconventional way, not usually how we get most of our inquiries. So I was just thinking if you could...
I wouldn't say conventional way, because a lot of people do contact us the way Jordan did, but it was the build up to it, which is a little bit unconventional.
Sorry, yeah. I mean, this was also, I think, before my time, wasn't it?
Because
back in, it was probably more of a thing, but whereas now it's a lot more online. So.
I'll take you to the beginning, to be fair. So, like I said, my first trip to Vegas was March 2016, I think it was. And it was one of my mate's 21st birthdays. And as you boys know, March time in Vegas, every month's busy, but the start of the year, it's a little bit less busy than the summer months, obviously. So we flew out there and one of the lads from the football gave me a number to help us out with the tables. Anyway, so... he'd done a good job. We'd ring up, say we want to come to this table, blah, 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 blah. Give him the money, get in there. Bosh, had a really good time. Anyway, so fast forward it to last year. We was going to use that same company, but wasn't getting the same kind of response as what we did in 2016.
Right.
And at the time, we was thinking, oh, it's a busy period, blah, blah, blah. And... I had to organise a stag of 14, 15 fellas at the time. Mm. And
the pressure. When it's 14, 15 guys, it's like it's a pressured environment.
Because
you've got to deliver. And if you don't, everyone points a finger at you. Yeah. So this is what we were saying before about, you know, we try and take the pressure off the best man. But
No, you know me now. I'm a bouncy kind of guy anyway. When I talk about something, I talk about it with quite conviction. Do you know what I mean? When I was trying to sell it to the lads that are a little bit more frugal or got kids at home and stuff, I'm trying to sell it like... Vegas don't need to be sold, but some people need to be sold in it. So I was selling it to the sun with them. I reached out to them and said, can you do this, this, and this? And the responses were so long to the point where I rung the stag up and I said, look, X, Y, and Z are not getting back to us in time.
Right.
I've got, don't get me wrong, I prepared it quite well. I've got 6-7 months to pull it out of the bag. What do you want to do? And he was like, let's start search for other companies.
And this was a company in the UK that was
Okay.
I don't think there's, because there's not that many. I think there's only probably 3, maybe 4 other companies doing something similar to what we do.
I was going to say, when I did my research, there weren't many competitors in the UK.
There's not. So anyway, so I actually searched on Google Vegas VIP, which is, it sounds a bit of a full story, but in my head, we knew what we wanted. We wanted tables, we wanted nightclubs, we wanted pool parties. Everything we had in 2016, we wanted, but better. Like you boys said, we're older, got a bit more few quid behind us, so we can be a little bit more loose with the money.
Yeah.
So I knew what we wanted, especially being a stag. So I typed in VIP Vegas, or Vegas VIP, one of the two. Anyway, you boys come up, clicked on it, I'd done a little bit of research, sent it over to my mate, and he was like, right, my mate is, he likes to think he's a businessman. Right? he's such a lovely fella, but if you won £1 million tomorrow, he would be like, well, it weren't 2 million, was it?
He's a lovely fella.
He loves us all, but he's one of them. If he will up trump you, if you've been 10 a reef, he's been 11 a reef. Right. So anyway, so he went, right, let's check him out. So done a little bit. he went on companies' houses just to
see. Right.
Everybody asked me about companies' houses. Is it on there? I'm like, yes, it's on there.
Do you know what? In his defense though, I can't blame him, right?
Because
it's a lot of money that you're dealing with. Like, you're not just booking, say, like 500 minimum spend one night. You're doing the whole trip, and so it's a lot of money. So I can't, all right, maybe it might be a little bit in depth, but I do understand it.
So done all that, done the company's houses. Anyway, so I made the phone call to Steve. I must have pestered Steve for about
five, six days.
I'll tell you what. But
it was class, because I could see, like, me and you clicked straight away, didn't we?
Oh, mate, first 5 minutes.
Yeah. You have that, about.
First five minutes, I started rambling. I tell you what, I look back at our conversation, you must have been looking at Bradley going.
I'll tell you one good thing about Jordan, though. He knew exactly what he wanted. A lot of people didn't. A lot of people don't know what they want. They don't know what they're looking for. They're looking for advice. But he knew exactly what he wanted.
Perfect.
But like I was saying before, like, it's very, not rare, but it's not usually the way people go with it. They usually send an inquiry through the website or they contact us on social media.
Yes.
George is straight on the phone. Yes, bro, what's going on? How you doing, man? We're coming out to Vegas, da, da, da. And do you know what? It was class, because he could get a feel for me and I got a feel for him.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
So we just sort of clicked and then, go on, sorry.
So I called him, spoke to him over a course of like 4 or 5 days, WhatsApp, texts. Like I said, the phone, first phone call, I remember I was at work and I was under it at work as well. This kind of took to priority because I needed to deliver.
I needed to deliver.
I would never have known that, bro. The way you was, I thought you had all the time in the world.
I was outside and I remember I literally put my laptop to the side and I rung you and I must have been on the phone to you for about an hour. And I was listing off these things and you were saying, not that I know Vegas at all, but because I had the experience, I knew if he was talking bollocks or shit like that. Course, so when you was listing off things and that for me was enough trust to be like, right, cool. I'm happy with this. Gave it to my, rung my friend up and said, look, spoken to this fella, seems like a good lad. Followed me on Instagram. He's got a blue tick. He's got, must be legit.
Yeah.
Nice. Do you want to go with it? And he went, organise a night out with him. Anyway, so I rung Steve back. I went, I've got 14 lads coming to Vegas.
Wait, I like, just stop for a second. I love the way he was like, organise a night out.
Yeah.
As if to say, that's not the standard thing.
That's the standard thing. It's not the standard thing.
Because if I organise nights out, yeah, with every single client,
you'd be bankrupt.
Mate, I'd be bankrupt. I'd be fucking in Alcoholics Anonymous. I'd be, everything else, yeah, mate. Bro. It'd be like, honestly, it's just not enough time in a day either. Because we aren't inquiries.
I think it's their sixth charm, isn't it?
But yeah, no, but I knew that these boys weren't a million miles away either. So it's just London. But yeah, sorry, go on, bro.
No. So yeah, obviously that is funny. That isn't the norm. I obviously know that. But I think, like I said, my mate thinks he's a businessman. So he was like, set up a drink. Anyway, I ring Steve back. I go, Steve, my mate wants a drink with you. When can you do? Anyway, organise a date. Went to the Ned in London, as you do.
Yeah.
And had a pint with him. Went to another bar, then another bar, and then a strip club.
Escalated
quick. Ended up in Mayfair. all the profit he's probably earned from us, he'd done in that night.
Mate, honestly, I don't know how much I spent that night. But like I said, though, I just got a good vibe from you boys. Well, obviously initially, and then Rich as well when we went to London. And we all just vibed. And that, sometimes that's how it goes, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, if it's not like, for me, I don't always look at stuff as there and then business transaction. That's how it's got to be. I look at the longevity and the long-term relationship and then who you might know.
Of course, yeah.
You get what I mean? So it's like, it just, for me, it was a decent night out.
And yeah, of course. And it's credit to you boys as well. I wouldn't be here speaking on your podcast if I didn't have that relationship with you boys. If I thought it was a shit show, I wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Rich was tied up with meetings today. Otherwise, he'd be sitting next to me and we'd have a proper good chat from his perspective.
Yes.
But credit to you boys. Like I said, we went out on a night out, had a proper good night out.
It was good.
Oh my God, the sore head the next day, man. Fuck me.
I woke up next day thinking, them boys better fucking book some shit.
I was going to say,
I was thinking, it's funny you say that, right? Because before we went out there, before we met you, I had a big win on a football hacker. All that money to the side knowing that I'm going to take that to Vegas. Anyway, the next day I met him, I looked into it. I was thinking, fuck, bro. You know, like, but no, it's anyway, had a meeting, so to speak, had a good night, told him what we want to do and what is doable in Vegas, which is pretty much everything. But
just for context, guys, right? These meetings in London or wherever it is, I'm actually charging now for these.
That's it, yeah.
It's only so many hours out, it's 500 quid. Like, that's starting point.
We lucked out.
Out to Vegas, sorry. What was the time of the month, sorry?
It's probably about a year ago.
I was going to say, time of the month.
What
it must have been about a year ago, bro.
It was a year ago now,
didn't you come out in May?
We came out May bank holiday. Around that weekend, we come out.
That was it. No, Memorial Day weekend, I think you came.
I think it was. Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo.
Because I remember talking to you about Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, we come at Cinco de Mayo, done the... So we done... On previous pods, I remember you saying about like, what's the best timeline to do either like 4, 5, 7 days or whatever.
Mm.
We've done 3 nights.
Three nights.
So we didn't sleep.
You had to.
Yeah, they were in and out. They were smash and grab, like bam.
The problem with Vegas, right, is if you are smash and grab, 3-4 nights is perfect.
Mm.
We arrived on the Thursday and we left on the Sunday night. And we had good time. We had good flight times. We got in like 3 o'clock in the afternoon on the Thursday. We left at 10 o'clock at the night. So we had a proper good go at it. It's not the alcohol that does you. It's the fucking time difference, the sleep, and like
and the heat as well. The heat fucks you up.
We was getting in. Bearing in mind, we was fresh off a plane, which is about 9 hours direct. Fresh off a plane. Went straight out and then we got in at 4. I kid you not, 7 o'clock in the morning, we was like, bang, like ours was like, what is going on here? And you're back on the source.
It's weird.
Honestly, we've got every group's got a wild card in it. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. But we've got one lad, he's just like, I've never seen him drink water, I don't think. But I'd go down with my bottle of Fiji and yes, electrolytes yeah, in it, yeah. And he'll go, you know, what are you drinking? Slap it at our hand. And he was like, pint, no. And then we'll be drinking, and I'll be in like the bottom of the casino.
You need
and
some
I'll be like 7 o'clock, like eating, like I said, bro, cheap eats, like a Burger King or something. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, what? I can't deal with this right now. But you need to do that. If you're doing these 3-day benders, you need to get on it. It's like as soon as you can.
Do.
Otherwise, you're going to be struggling. You're going to be a world of pain.
We were talking on a previous episode about like different hangover cures, this like that. And that's one of my hangover cures. What's that? Just keep drinking. Yeah.
See, I'm not a big drinker. I'm talking myself up here. If one of the lads is sitting here right now, he'd be like absolutely coating me. But I'm more of a Henny, beer, bed, electrolyte, seltzer.
Yeah.
But no, it's I think the perfect duration of Vegas, if you can do it, is 5 days, just to give you that little bit of tourist kind of time.
I've been
six times. Don't get me wrong, you've had fellas like the veteran I watched
Martin, shout out to Martin.
Fucking 25 years. I don't know how he's living.
Yeah, like, 37 know, trips.
Yeah, 37 trips.
He's been
honestly
a lot of time. So that was a good show actually, like going through.
Yeah, no, it was good. It was a good watch, to be fair. I was watching it, I was thinking to myself, Christ, I've got a carry on from
this. But it just goes to show, you've been six times. Do you know what I mean? It just goes to show how many times people.
But that's not with the lads. That's not even with the lads. That's with my missus as well. There's a spin on it. Like I went in October. So I went with you boys in May, had a proper good time with the boys, and then in October, me and my missus went over there, and we was having dinners. I rung you and I said, what gaffs can I go to? What you recommend? Yeah, yeah. Puppy Steak, all these kind of gaffs. What shows? The Sphere.
Yeah.
Listen, I wouldn't say it's a family resort because you're limited in terms of like taking your kids through the casino. But
I think a lot
in terms
of
your missus and stuff like that. Yeah. I'd go on couples holidays and stuff. Yeah. Mm. I know Vegas is predominantly.
Not, yeah. I mean, a lot of couples do go though. Yeah. But it's, I mean, it's not just a destination for stags. It's like destinations for all types of people, really. If you want to go with your missus, you know what I mean? If you want to go for a birthday sesh or whatever, it's just, I mean, it's no real like fixed way of doing it. No. It's just however you.
So no, volatile, I'm quite lucky. I've got family over there. My sister in law, she's quite high up. Well, she was quite high up in the one of the big hotels over there.
Okay, nice.
So I've always got that bit of family time where I can go over there. My missus sees her sister.
Yeah.
So I've got that kind of luxury of like we said, I've got that luxury in terms of taking a flight and being able to stay over there. So
yeah, let's go into that a bit. Like, what does your sister? Well, what did she do out there? Or what's like?
So she moved over there about 20 odd years ago. She's a casino. She was a casino executive over in one. I won't say what name it is just in case. But. She was one of the big boys over there.
Yeah. I tell you what, casino host and executive out there, they can sort out so much in regards to rooms as well, especially.
They can
just
get
comp
better
things off. Yeah, they can upgrade stuff.
Yeah, but which she did.
If you're a gambler, if you know what I mean? Yeah, if you're big gamblers, yeah. No, that sounds class.
But which she did. So every time me and my missus go over there, like the year before I met you boys, I took my granddad over there. I rung her up and I said I didn't ring her up at the time, but my missus spoke to her and she got us a few comp nights over at the Virgin Hotel. And then, we stayed there. I took my granddad over there, which was one of his lifelong dreams, which was nice.
I could do. I love that.
What did you think of the pool area and that there at the Virgin?
At the Virgin?
Yeah.
I get mixed reviews, but I remember when it was, I think it's closed now actually, but it opened up probably when you was there. Or was you there when it was
It was open when I was there. The thing is, right, when you go with the lads and you go with your missus or you
it's
go with your family, it's completely different each time.
You're
going
in. It all in, do you?
I remember, I remember being in the pool with my missus, my granddad and my dad, and I was sitting there and the shoes are bumping and I could see people with the fucking
blow up balls and stuff like that. And I loved my time, but I was like, oh, I wish the lads were here.
Yeah, no,
my missus is going to kill me. My missus is going to kill me. But I remember sitting there and I think I texted the boys going, boys, we've got to get back here.
But no, it was sitting there with sunglasses.
Yeah, polarized. No, but I took my granddad there. He loved it, absolutely loved it. Had a proper good time. But like I say, it caters for everything. Like I've been, like I said, and it's in the same as what is it Martin?
Yeah, Martin, yeah.
No matter how many times you've been, there's always something that you've not done.
Yeah, yes.
Every trip's different, isn't it? That is the beauty of it. Absolutely. So I love it. I can't be an advocate more. Mm. I'd go every year if I could. Like, being on this podcast makes me want to go. My missus is going to kill me.
It's an expensive addiction, trust me.
Honestly, I'll see. Yeah. Oh, yeah, tell you what, on that note, yeah, what's your lucky number, bruv?
Yeah,
do you know what? Let's have a little spin, see what's going on.
I wanted to then dive in a little bit more, if you could, just about your experience with us and how the service
was. Yeah, of course,
what was your favourite event and all that?
It's better for it to come from an actual client who can prove that what we provide
I think Jordan's actually the first client we've had on the podcast, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Well,
yes, brother.
Yeah, I think you are, yeah.
Okay.
Right, yeah.
First of many, hopefully. Right.
What's the wager first?
Oh, what's the prize? Yeah, you want to
come in.
We have a little 500. I'm sure you've seen on the other.
But do you know what? This is the thing. The chances your number come in is obviously 1 in 36. So
yeah. What is it? A single zero, is it?
It's, we'll just do a single,
So no Vegas 000s.
No, exactly. The hotels, man, they keep putting extra zero
in. First, Jordan, what number are you going for?
So I love roulette. I normally go for black 35, but the only reason I'm tilting away from it is because you've had black 35 on the show already.
Yeah.
But coming up here, I was watching a few YouTube videos and I saw black 35 come in. So I'm
35?
It's either 35 and 29. So 35.
Is the universe speaking to you?
Yeah. If 35 comes in, what happens? You treat me to a Vegas trip,
yeah? Yeah, man.
We'll sort something out for you, don't you worry.
35.
Nice, opposite end.
You're safe.
Right, we'll get this over quick, Bronte. What's your number?
Black 17, bro.
Five
bills. Oh, we've done that wrong. Here we go.
Black 17.
Oh, no, that's not going to get it. It's gone past now. No way.
No.
Oh, I thought it got to 35. I was like, what? What was that? Red 12.
Mine's 7, yeah. Red 7.
What is it? So you boys got a wager?
500. One of us owes the other 500.
What's that, quid or dollars?
Dollars, yeah, because we're going out there shortly.
Sometimes it decides bro to stop for ages.
I tell you what, is it also black 24.
Black 24. There's a lot of black numbers popping up.
We did have one live though, didn't we? Do you remember when we were doing a TikTok live?
We did have a TikTok live episode once and it came in, black 17 came in.
Yeah, whilst we were live.
While we're live.
You know what, why haven't we done that again? We should be going live again on this.
We'll do it when we're out in Vegas. We'll get the TikTok live out.
Yeah, it's annoying. I tell you what, one of my pet peeves is when you're on a roulette table and you cover your numbers and then someone behind you goes, oh, you should have covered this number and fucking drops in. You're like,
Remember Martin's though, I don't know if you watched that bit, but he actually sat down at a slot machine. And then he moved to the right. Someone sat down and won half a mil.
Yeah, his missus went back to the hotel.
That's the thing,
when there's two
imagine
seats.
That. Like, it's just crazy.
I tell you, it's funny. As you boys know, the money that gets thrown around, like, no matter what, especially
in them high limit tables at the back, like, it's crazy.
Yeah, to be fair, I've never found myself in there, unfortunately. Maybe in a few years when I win the lottery, but... No matter how you perceive yourself in life, you're always the smaller fish.
Yeah, 100%.
When you get to Vegas. I remember going to...
But there's always someone's got more, someone who's bigger, do you know what I mean? There's always someone, no matter what level you get to, I suppose unless you're Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos and that, there's no one really above them, but other than that, most of the time, as far as like wealth and that goes, there's always someone who's got, you bought it's a yacht, someone's got a bigger yacht.
Someone's always bigger, so, stronger, richer.
So you just got to appreciate what you've got. And exactly. You know what I mean? And take things.
Worth of what you've got.
Yeah, exactly. It's like one of the stories that you said on your pod before about the battle off between two Prem players. Yeah. I know one of the boys.
It happens, bro.
One of the boys. And but like I said, it's just like you get that in Vegas and it's fun, it's all for show, and also like, but like I said, I've been in situations where I went to the bar and I've had a nice watch on. You look to your left and someone gives you a exactly. Richard Mille on.
That's how it is, man.
So Richard Mille. I remember, so the first time we went, we stayed at the Cosmo. And if you know the Cosmo, they've got like the craps tables are bang in the center.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I learned how to play craps before I went out there because one of the lads at football was saying like, craps is where the atmosphere is. Like, go, man, go. Like,
there is a lot of like, vibe.
Go. And I was like, so a table just opened up in front of us. And one of the lads was like, oh, Pav, like Jordan, like show me how to play craps. Mm. So I went over there with $100, whacked it down. And I was teaching him. What's the geezers that give you the dice? Is it
Croupier? That's it, yeah.
Creepy gave me the dice, went to roll, and all of a sudden behind me, I hear, hey, stop, man, stop. So I put I thought it was like security. I was like, fuck. I put put the dice down, or die, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Creepy takes it back.
One die, two dice.
Yeah. Anyway, Geezer comes over behind me, sits next to me, throws down a pink plaque. And I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Oh, shit.
100
yeah.
grand.
Yeah.
100 grand pink plaque.
Wow.
Changes it up. First bet, $7,000.
And I'm there with my... You're getting you to roll the dice on it?
Geezer, I promise you now, the croupier pushed his little stick to the dice towards me. Yeah. Mm. I went, I ain't fucking rolling. His first bet was $7,000. I went, I ain't rolling.
They should get like the girls to come in and do that, didn't they? Like just roll the dice.
Oh yeah, like blow on the dice, throw it. Yeah. But no, I was like, I ain't doing that. Like give it to him. And like he done it. Rolled it. I can't remember what he rolled, but he killed us straight away. Like for all the crap players out there, you'll know the first initial roll is the crucial one. But killed us both. And I walked away with tails between my legs. Mm. And I was like, the boys were like, why didn't you roll? I was like, I'm not losing him $7,000. Yeah. He was like, the boys were like, why didn't you roll? If you won him like 50, 60 grand, he might have chucked you a $5,000 chip.
Yeah. He would have definitely done that, yeah.
And like,
in reality,
like Vegas, like we said about the differences between small fish and big fish, that $5,000, imagine he threw me a $5,000 chip, said, cheers, lad. That would have paid for my whole trip.
Yeah, exactly.
Whereas that $5,000 is so inconvenient. My sister-in-law says it perfectly. Someone's $1 is someone's $1,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's so true in Vegas.
Mm. Yeah. I was just going to, like I say, before we were doing the roulette spin, just for you to give us a bit or give our audience a bit of a, you know, breakdown of how the service was. And obviously the pool party, I've been told off camera that there was a nice LED show that you experienced. And we can do that for you guys.
Class.
But yeah, just so that they can get an understanding from a client's perspective, because we plug it all the time, but we could just be tooting our own horn. Do you know what I mean?
No, of course not. Can I have a top of the head?
Of course, my friend. Yeah, I
tell you Steve what, that was funny, actually. Yeah. Like, just seeing Rich's face.
Considering all of the background from him being like, oh, I'm not too sure.
We're going to put this up on the screen. We're going to put it up.
Just so people understand.
Yeah, I have to say, I have to
it was funny out. Because like the place was packed and everyone, I see just random people pointing up.
I don't know if you know the backstory of it as well either.
Nah, if you could quickly like go into
so
that.
So basically I'll start from like what you did at Omnia. So rung Steve up before we got over there. I said, right, Steve, I want this, can this happen? This, can this happen? And blah, 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 blah.
Sorry,
and
he was like, your glasses.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, go on, bro.
And he was like, that can all happen. Anyway, so
you should have the lemonade still.
Yeah, so
one of the first nights we went to was Omnia. Went to Omnia. I said, Steve, I want a terrace table overlooking the strip. Never done anything like it. Never been Omnia.
Guess Omnia.
Can we do it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course you can. Mm. Anyway, drop the deposit. Got to Omnia.
It can all be done.
Steve's.
Anything can be done.
Honestly, always. It can. Yeah. It can. I don't know if I want to tell you about how we got picked up from the airport, but
it
can be done. Anyway, so.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, bro.
Yeah. Oh, fuck
nah,
it.
Nah, not really. What happens in Vegas comes on this pod. That's what happens.
That's it. Yeah, this is what happens.
Nah, so, you right. I'll tell the listeners.
The measurements, yeah. Yeah.
Get a call up, Steve, and I say, right, I want a party bus to pick us up. And he was like, yeah, sweet, no worries. Anyway, speak to the stag. And he went, let's do a little surprise for the group. I went, what were you thinking? What were you think? Can we get strippers on the bus? I went, let me speak to Steve. I call Steve. He goes, of course it can be done. It's Vegas.
I hate saying no, bro.
Sweet. I went, sweet. He was like, I'll send you a link over in a minute to like choose your girls. Yeah. I kid you not, it was a catalogue, just the girls.
It's like pick and mix.
Boys, I promise you now, right? I sat in my bed.
Is there any more chap on top one?
Yeah, go on. Sorry, bro.
No, it's all good, man. Yeah. I was sitting in bed. My missus was next to me. And she went, what are you doing? I went, I'm choosing our strippers
like,
for the
nothing.
Bus.
Oh, you actually told her?
Yeah. I went, she was like, show me what ones you're choosing.
He's actually in bed as well.
Yeah. Bro. So she goes, I'm choosing, me and the stag, I nearly said his name. Me and the stag have chosen these two. She said, what do you think? She's like, oh, you could do better than these.
Oh, wow. What a missus you've got, bro.
Yeah, I know, she's ledged.
Mine would be like, take that off. What are you doing? Why is it on your phone? Blah, blah, blah.
But no, she's good. No, she's ledged, to be fair. So anyway, chose the two girls, sent it over to Steve, Bosch, fly over, land, party bus, the two strippers that we, I don't want to say ordered because that sounds so, so bad.
How else can you put it? We reserved.
Yeah.
We
requested.
We booked. We booked.
Yeah, we requested.
We booked. So done that. Man. And anyway, had a proper good time on the bus for an hour, boozed up, got to the hotel, settled down, old town, done the traditional, like, ease yourself into Vegas. Nice. Anyway, next night, booked up Omnia. Terrace table, overlooking the strip, fucking amazing. Honestly, I recommend anyone that goes to Omnia to do the terrace table, especially if you go for you boys, because you've always got the option to upgrade. Why,
that
as well.
One you had is like my favourite one because it's right in the middle of the
dance
floor.
Yeah, it was quality. Cheers, boys. Thank you.
Yes,
cheers,
man. No, thank you, my friend.
Cheers, boy.
Cheers, son.
Cheers, Steve.
Cheers, brother.
But yeah, so got to the table, getting boozed up with you as well. And
obviously, I had to go and get involved.
Of course,
I don't know if that's part of the package that you offer as well.
If we're out there.
500 like, quid extra as well.
I think the first thing I said to him is, I can't do another like recap of London. So.
No,
I think we ended up doing
had a few beers.
We have a lot of groups to look after.
Did I see you in Brandon? Did I see you in Vegas?
Nah, I don't think you would have been there, bro. Not Cinco de Mayo last year, no.
I mean, I'm trying to think which time of the... In May,
honestly, it was so fuzzy.
I don't know. End of May again.
I don't know if it's from the pod or not, but
it's probably from the podcast. Yeah, the pod, but yeah, sorry, go on, bro.
Yeah. So
they've done the Omnia.
I was on the terrace. Anyway, you had to ship off to meet your other clients. And anyway, I get a tap on the shoulder. Mr. Pavitt, Steve said that you wanted another table inside the main dance floor. I went, as a gas man I am, I went, yeah, I did. How much extra is it? No, it's all good. Go down there. I went, how many bottles we got left? And thankfully, this is when the stag come over with one of the other boys that does quite well in the group. And he went, we'll get another bottle.
Nice, yeah.
Walking down to our main table, bang into the main dance floor. And if anyone's been Omnia, like the fucking chandelier is beautiful. Like I've never seen it actually drop properly, but lit up.
Once you've had a few of that, it's like, it takes you back, doesn't it? It feels like some sort of like alien spaceships. Like taking
it's mad. The lights, the crystals coming off. So anyway, we got to our table, partying. And then all of a sudden, we just realized an established Netflix football team was in front of us.
Okay, right,
and they're partying away, and some of the lads started getting chatting to them. Good group of lads and that. Anyway, started partying, and it was just a fucking complete perfect night where we've transitioned from a terrace where we overlooked the strip, beautiful views. got a little bit bored of it. Someone taps me on the shoulder. Steve's upgraded you to the main dance floor. Get over there.
We can't always do this, guys. Yeah.
I'm selling the dream.
We booked a table on the terrace. We got we watched Jordan. He set me up for a hard one here. But yeah, we always try our best. We try it that way. Yeah. I think that's all I can really say. We try our best. If it's available, if there's cancellations, if we can get you moved so you can appreciate two rooms for the price of one, then that's what we'll do.
Yeah, there's only a certain amount of tables in the club as well.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we lucked. Yeah, so we 100% lucked
Cinco de Mayo as well. So yeah, that was a big one to be able to do. To be fair,
which I did leave out is the fact that you preempted me. The fact that there's a possibility you could get upgraded.
Yeah, I did.
When someone moves out, and luckily for us, it worked out.
That's it. Yeah.
Someone moved out, and I reckon you boys will know exactly what, but the table that we got was bang on. It would have been about 15, 20 grand minimum spent. Yeah, easily. I think Tiesto was there that night as well.
Oh, mate.
So, God knows. Anyone, Madonna could have been playing that night, honestly. But we had a proper good night there. Then the next night, as I said, got in at about 4 o'clock, up at 8. Encore beach party,
full David party day.
David Guetta on a Saturday, about the LEDs and that. It was absolutely rammo in there. You couldn't really see the floor or the pool.
The established Netflix football team was there again.
Yeah.
And it got to the point where I felt like, you know, your previous pod where it was like outdoing each other. Never in a million years we would have outdone it, but we was like, It's day two. We got to try and get it. With our little minimum spend compared to theirs. Done that. And anyway, I sent a photo over to Steve and I said, look, it's my boy's stag. I need this picture up on the LED screen. And it's a bit of a embarrassing photo. It's my mate from when he was 18 years old with his ex-missus. He's on a turtle riding her. Riding the turtle. She's holding on to him. And anyway, he's plastered it all over Encore. Everyone's seen it. It was like a great
about fucking 5,000 people looking at this video. Quite funny. But like I said, we'll put it up.
Unique photo. It's just him like straddling a CGI turtle.
Bro, we're dropping him in it.
Oh, he's going to hate me for it. He should be here, but he's got meetings. But no, it's...
It's
quality. Like I said, anything, any idea that you've got as a stag, hen, or lads trip, just in general, like for me, if I had an idea, I put it forward to you. You can shut me down straight away and be like, nah, that's too extreme. But everything, every idea that I put forward to you, you went, yeah, that can be done. What about this though? And you spun it to a new idea. So it was good. It's quality. There's not one lad out of the 14 that said, it was a shit trip.
Yeah.
Really love to hear that. Yeah. Because like I say, bringing it all the way back to the beginning where you said you'd had a bad experience and that other company was taking too long. Then you're on the phone to Steve. He's come on a night out with you. Now you're out into Vegas. You've got the party bus and you've done the Omnia. You've got table upgrade and then you've got the thing up on the screen. I mean, to sum it all up, would you say, you know, from a client's perspective, you was...
Oh, 100%. 100%. Mm. So,
I think that's why Jordan's here as well, because he had such a good experience with us that he wants to tell people. He's happy to be on camera to say it.
Yeah,
because
appreciate
it's like that. And the thing is, me and you can talk on these podcasts about what we do and this and the other, but until you've got someone like Jordan coming on who's actually experienced it, it's like probably hard for people to understand, because if it's your business, you're always going to say it's the best and this and the other, but sort of the proof's in the pudding when you have clients coming on and talking about it.
Yeah.
I think that's what we're going to do moving forward as well. Yes. Have more clients talk about their stories.
Yeah, 100%. Like everyone's got their own little story, but from my point of view, their loss is your gain. Do you know what I mean? And like you boys said, I wouldn't be here if I had a bad experience. Mm. And like, It's a shame that everyone grows up and like has kids or married and that, because that's the only thing I'd love to do every year.
It's harder to get everyone together.
Yes,
I suppose it's one of them. Like you just have to sort of elbow one of your mates and get and tell them to propose to their missus.
let's keep going.
No, that's it.
Nah, it's all good, man. What else have we got on the agenda then, Brunty? Is there anything else we need to cover? I think we're closing in on about an hour.
Yeah, we're closing in now. But the only other thing I was just going to say, from when you were talking about earlier, you messaged Steve to say, where can I go when you were out there with your missus and stuff, that that's also another part that we love to share with people, that yeah, we are only a WhatsApp away, even if like you said, if you've not booked with us for that particular trip, but you're out there. There's been times when I've, like I said, been out in Vegas and I'm doing certain things because I'm out there for leisure, and I'll just shoot Steve a message and I'll just be like, I tell you what, I don't know where this place is, but do you know somewhere else we can go or whatever? And he just shoots it back. And like you say, from me being a client as well from back in the day, that you have that other side to it as well, that I just love the fact that you can just WhatsApp us and you can get those sorts of parts in.
Yeah, no, definitely, definitely. Like I said, I've got family over there now, so
yeah, it's not if all it's, just the, it's if VIP if, tables.
Yeah, exactly that. So if it's not my sister-in-law, it'd be you guys. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So when I do go over there with my missus or my family, I shoot her over a text, I'll get your point of view as well, because I class her as American, because she's been over there for, I think, I won't say her age on
she's, I didn't even know this, Jordan. I didn't know your missus was based out there.
Not my missus.
Sorry, not your missus, your sister.
Yeah,
my sister. That's the Hennessy getting to me.
Yeah,
I was saying that your sister, I didn't even, did you mention that before? I can't remember if you did.
Not to you, no. Oh. So she's, like I said, she was a casino executive looking after quite high profile people.
It'd be good to get her on the pod, you know, or even dial in when we're over, if she's up for it, obviously. Yeah.
No. So she's left that casino industry now. She's doing really well in business, but some of the stories that I'd love to.
That's what we want, man.
I'll get you a contact, and then you can have a little chat. And she has a podcast as well. She's got a business podcast. She does seminars to a few NFL teams as well.
Oh, perfect. Nice.
So it'll be good. But yeah, I'll tell you one story that she said that was all good to share. But
yeah, let's go for it. We've got time. Come on, let's go.
So being a casino executive at a high profile hotel, what they do is with their higher rollers, they send out private jets to pick them up, bring them in so they can gamble. So she had this one client where they flew out a private jet, picked him up, come back, and he was a baccarat player.
Okay.
And anyway, looked after him for the weekend, like food, drinks, blah, blah, blah.
All comp.
Big penthouse, as you can imagine. And anyway, baccarat player, his normal hand at baccarat was 260 grand. Per hand.
Wow. I think the baccarat, am I right in thinking the baccarat is the game where you get the best odds?
Best odds.
Yeah. That's the best odds out of all the different things you can play.
On the table games.
Yeah. So the best odds. So he was a big baccarat player. His initial stake was 260 grand. And she said within 4 hours, he lost $10 million.
Wow.
And I said to her, and I think from what she said on her podcast and from what she's told us as a story, she went, that's the moment when she had to tap out. Because when she saw people throwing that much money around, it was like,
sickening.
I've been in this industry too long. Because what she was saying to us and on her podcast is that, I think it was in the final quarter of the hotel's yearly
earnings and stuff.
And it tilted over into the green.
Yeah.
Just because of one player.
But that's what a lot of the hotels rely on, the big guys coming through, because that's how they end up hitting their targets or whatever it is. So like it is mad. But at the same time, like with Vegas, a lot of the hotels don't have balconies, and that's the reason for that is because the gamblers go in there, they do their bollocks, and then it's like they're on
suicide watch, literally,
thinking of jumping over the balcony. So that's one of the reasons why there's not that many hotels other than the Cosmo and I think MGM Signature that don't have balconies because that's what's happened.
Well,
you've got
to think of all the comp stuff, like how much is that to them? A steak dinner, like you said, a private jet, this, that, and the other. It's irrelevant compared to the amount that they'll gamble or potentially lose.
Even the private jet picking them up and bringing them over, that's nothing compared to the 10 million that fella's lost. But that's just one of the
things. That's wild, mate. That is crazy. So she sounds like she's got some like crazy story.
Yeah,
she's got. Whether or not she want to share, she might have signed an NDA or whatever.
Potentially, there was some big Hollywood stars that she looked after, which obviously I won't mention. Hopefully she'll you'll get on the pod or you'll go on a pod and like interact. But yeah, some of the stories she's told us is fucking wild, man. Yeah, wild. Yeah, but yeah. It's like, I like to say Vegas is the Disneyland for adults.
That's what I always say. Yeah,
it's so true. Is. And whatever you think is the norm, you fly in the norm, you touch down, you're like, what the fuck is going on here?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you fly out and you're like, what has happened?
Yeah.
What has happened?
You're like, on the flight back trying to process it all.
What did we just do for the last 72 hours?
So many times that's happened, but yeah.
When do you think you'd go back?
After this pod, probably.
I thought we've got to bring him out, mate.
I was going to say, you got to come now.
Fucking hell, he's dropped
boys,
some gems.
If you're paying, I'll come. I'd love to come out as soon as possible.
Nice.
I've got missus, I've got a little boy.
I've got to be a bit more frugal now with the money.
Well, like I said earlier, it's when one of the boys end up getting engaged, isn't it?
Yeah, it's harder, like you said.
Yeah, that's it. Someone needs to propose. The boys will probably get on to me. Well, to be fair, I'm engaged now, but...
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you, mate. Yeah, so I need might have a Vegas wedding. Vegas wedding.
We need to get a fucking chapel or something set up, didn't we?
We do, VIP Vegas chapel.
But that might be a little... business venture for you boys.
You know, it's mad because in the last, I would say, 2 days, that's about four. You're like the fourth person that's mentioned about booking their wedding with us. So it might be something we have a look at, you know, because usually it's just like pool parties, nightclubs, gun ranges, helicopter tours. But a lot of people do look at Vegas as a wedding destination.
They do, yeah.
It's not super... just for like stags and hens, but to actually obviously get married there and do the whole process in one go.
It's easy because you're not tied into a specific date. Like in England, you might have to book two years in advance. Whereas in Vegas, it's like half hour slots.
You're just fucking going a little drive through.
You dress up as Elvis, get married to your missus, you're like, right, that's it, done.
Yeah,
and let's go to the pool party.
Yeah, that's what I like about it as well though. It's just like if you want to do it more relaxed, not like the whole big church thing, you can just go in and out. Yeah. There's even a Cheetos chapel now. Have you heard about that?
Like
Cheetos, the Chris. There's a fucking chapel like Cheetos chapel. You can go in,
mate.
And they're all like the tiger and all that shit. So yeah, it's
kissing
wild,
your missus with a cheesy breath.
I don't know where that come from, but that's obviously the American things. They're so invested into like Cheetos and
quirky things
and
that. Oh.
But yeah, man.
But if it's not Vegas, what have you got planned for the rest of the year, my friends?
And
we'll wrap this up.
Oh God, what have I got planned? Nothing, just trying to be a family man.
Nah, we've got another light in London, bruv, to sort out.
After this, just kind of settle down, save some money, and then prepare for the next trip with you boys.
Yeah,
we'll keep the pod going. And obviously, I appreciate that you listen to the pod, and if you're finding it useful in that, you know, hopefully we can keep doing that for you and other clients around.
Man. Like, so, I had to put it this way, I had to brush up on ChatGPT with the Vegas news because of you.
He's the fact figures guy. That's what I mean. He's on it. He's got his finger fully on the pulse.
That's what I mean. Like, I was on the train up here going, ChatGPT, I was like, what's the Vegas news this week? Just so if you pulled out anything out of the bag, I'd be like, yeah, I heard about that.
That would be cool.
Yeah, that's funny, man. Cool. I think that's it. So where can everybody find you?
You can find me on the next VIP table at the Vegas Boys.
Yeah.
Come on, brother.
What a good, mate. Honestly, nice. You've been the best guest, bro. Honestly.
No, I appreciate it, boys. Pleasure.
It's been class.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to the VIP Vegas podcast. Of course, if you want to follow me, Steve, or all of our social pages, it's in the link in the description down below. Also, if you're going to book a package with us, you've heard it from a very esteemed client of ours, Jordan Pavitt.
Big Pav in the building.
Use your Vegas Pod 10 discount. And until next time, guys, we'll say goodbye.
Cheers Hennessy.
Cool. Thank you. See you soon. Big up Hennessy. One love.